Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Tune to station WGBS, Galaxy Broadcasting in Metropolis. It's time for the news from our sponsors LexCorp and the Metropolis Daily Planet. All over the world, shock reaction is still being registered as Metropolis' number one superhero stands in chains before a court of inquiry, accused of crimes against humanity. For coverage of today's proceedings, we now go live to join our reporter outside the city courthouse.
Attention on this third and last day of the trial of Superman, as Lex Luthor, president of LexCorp Industries and candidate for city mayor, presses home his attack as prosecuting counsel against the Man of Steel. He contends that Superman's presence on Earth and involvement in human affairs constitutes a threat to mankind's natural development, a crime against humanity. Amid wide public concern, a manacled Superman has appeared again today in a severely weakened condition. His inability to speak has resulted in his close associate and defending counsel, Daily Planet reporter Lois Lane, battling virtually alone to save him from eternal banishment as a disembodied spirit within the Phantom Zone. Presiding over the court again today, the strange figure of a non-human, one of the self-styled guardians of the universe, specially approved by the Metropolis authorities as completely impartial. Both sides have appeared over the last 2 days.
Get out of my way, will you?